coming for you, nigga.
What's going on, y'all? This is RVS of the We Coming For You cast, and we would like to welcome you to the We Coming For You cast special edition WrestleMania watch along. So WrestleMania was two nights this year for the first time ever, and it was in an empty arena. And usually myself and Rated R, we attend WrestleMania, but of course nobody could attend WrestleMania. So we got some of our closest wrestling homies and past guests of the show in a Zoom meeting so we can watch Empty Gym Mania together. So we got the homie Matt Whitener of The Scenario. We got the homie T-Key, Big Joe, and Milton, a.k.a. Meal Ticket, overnight one. So what we've done is broken our watch along up into four parts. So what you're going to hear right now is WrestleMania Night 1, Part 1, which includes commentary of the WrestleMania intro, Kabuki Warriors versus Alexa Bliss for the Women's Tag Championship. Really, that was everybody ordering chicken for the night while it was on in the background. We got Baron Corbin versus Elias, Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship, and Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. Best listening experience for this is to turn on WrestleMania on WWE Network or your preferred streaming service. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Sync it up to the very beginning of WrestleMania, right as the intro's coming on, they showing all the people and whatever they did the intro. Turn this on and let it ride. Appreciate y'all listening. Hope you have a good time.
Take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga.
We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. Coming for you.
No podcast like this. Black dudes with a knack for wrestling. They ain't gotta act cool. They that never bashful. And they nasty dudes get a show and act a fool on it. Talk smack then put the whole rule on it. Fueled by shots and bruise your ass is doomed to award if you want it. Lifelong fans with an honest mission. Get mania ticks without a mission. Nothing but a press pass. This is barbershop talk with the best last. Bless that we rambling on and you listen. No, we know we got a couple of screws missing. Now who with the two dudes with the cool vision? And we coming for you, nigga.
Well, you know what? We can do this.
Meet me online.
Meet me online. give me the link address.
Give me the link address. Give me the web address.
Give me the web address. Oh, man. This is definitely the most interesting time of life ever, man.
It really is.
Literally, I was telling my mom yesterday. I was supposed to be on a damn airplane
in the morning.
And then like every device that I had, because I had it. So when you bought the tickets and everything, mm-hmm. and put it in the calendar. So I'm seeing Kevin Nash, Sagan's party tonight. I'm like,
right. I'm like, everything. Matter of fact, I'm a text Nash when I get the link out. Like, man, that's we're supposed to be kicking it, bro.
Right. Kicking it. What the fuck? So I don't know. Yours might be faster than mine. I don't know. I'm still in the intro.
Oh yeah, I'm still in the intro too. It's they're showing all the lineup of people.
Yeah. Edge on the screen looked like he had no hair.
Right. They got Seth Rollins and some white stallions in the background.
old moon face.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm slow. Mine is slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't want to go back too far.
No, I don't. You ain't got to.
Okay.
You know, I'll catch up.
It's weird because it seems like the shit just like continually gets more and more offbeat. Like the more and more people get into it.
Yep.
Mine even buffered once, so it must be like either super ahead or super behind. I can't tell.
When I've been watching it this week at home, like it gets real like choppy. The audio will be like 5 seconds behind the video.
Ooh. Oh,
and dang, sometimes it'll be the other way around.
Oh, that's wild.
Well, and in spirit, I'm still gonna be doing what I'm doing, what I would have been doing in this whole
Well, so it's funny though, because me and Melissa did a little bit extra. We was like, we're gonna go smoke. So this is totally new. I might be like, hey man, there's people in the crowd. He'll be like, bro, ain't nobody in the crowd. Like,
let's go smoke.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right.
Guess I wear my WrestleMania shirt tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I threw mine up. I'm like, I gotta get somewhere out of it now. Hey, so I'm willing to bet money on the fact that they chop in random views of the crowd every so often. It's just like random views of people somewhere, like Monty Python or some shit.
They better not do that shit. I was listening to Keeping It 100, and somebody read in an email to say they should have made it more of like a movie performance. And if there was any other time for them to do this, tonight would have been perfect. It would have been like a movie. Like you know how Lucha Underground was. If it was exactly. like that.
Right. Yeah, they they would not do it, but they should.
Yeah, they all in with it. This is it. Like how Roman Reigns is all over the shit.
He ain't even show. Bro, please tell me you heard about Triple H saying that everybody was asking him about Roman and how Roman already backed out. And he was like, why haven't y'all announced who he's fighting on the show? Do you hear about that?
No.
So Triple H, he was on a show and he was just like, oh man, you know, we're gonna reveal who Goldberg is fighting in a very unique way. I just need y'all to sit back and like let the storyline play out because you wouldn't go to the end of the movie, blah, blah, blah. Man, on SmackDown last night, they showed a Baron Corbin versus Elias package, and then they said, oh, by the way, Braun Strowman fighting Goldberg, and moved on. Dog. I was like, what? Everybody online is like pissed off because they were like, okay, we'll listen to you, Triple H. And they were just like, oh, yeah, man, Roman Reigns ain't going to be there. Bye.
Roman Reigns ain't
going to
bye.
Man, we should be there, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, come on, man.
You know what's crazy? So this shit looked like Ring of Honor, and Ring of Honor would have been today.
Right.
Somebody got asked Gronk how you feel about Tom Brady going to Florida.
Why are you wearing that bright ass green ski shirt?
People gonna be buying them Gronk Mania shirts. Watch.
Man, this shit whack, dog. This is WrestleFest. This ain't Mania. This is WWE Wrestling Challenge. Fuck that.
Man, this is Ring King.
Right.
This ain't even pro wrestling on Nintendo.
Oh, what the
Starman and all them. Okay. We might actually be in sync now.
Who?
I'm about to say, I think our videos might be in sync now.
Okay. Mojo Bobby came out with this Tony Montana off the rack from Marshalls.
Man, you can only get that in the Marshalls in Tallahassee, though. Only in Tallahassee. It's like one Marshalls in Tallahassee. You got to go to that one.
Right now.
Man, I should have got on early enough to actually look at the card. I have no idea who's fighting who.
It don't. Welcome everyone to We Come For You, Cass. we streaming WrestleMania live. Same shit. We don't know what's going on. We don't know the card. Just enjoy yourself. We got more people that's going to jump on this stream. Where can they find you at?
Yeah, this is RVS, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, any social media that begins with the at logo. You can find me at Franchise06, F-R-A-N-C-H-I-C.
Including the Cash App.
Yes, yeah. Including Cash, especially Cash App.
I can send RVS some tips.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. Where can they find you at, Rated R?
You can find me at R18_R on all social media platforms. My Cash App ain't that, but you can find me on that. We are now live on the Straight Outta Low Cash Scenario Network. We are officially on live on that bitch.
Yes, sir.
They shout out to them for shooting us out and on their stream as well, too. If this is your first time listening to the We Coming For You cast, welcome aboard. Two black dudes from a black dude's perspective, and we're gonna get drunk and listen to this shit show that we have called WrestleMania today.
And speaking of Matt Whitener, the Straight Outta Low Cast of the Scenario, I didn't realize that you had to actually push a button to let people in the meeting. But he's been sitting outside for the past 5 minutes. I'm sorry about that, brother.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt? What's going on, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Chilling, man. This is the worst first match since like Mania 4 or something like that.
Well, you forgot they had tag team champions, didn't you? God, sure in the hell did.
I expected Demolition to come out.
Demo-bitching.
Really, at this moment, if anybody could come out right now with the way this damn Mania is set up, shit, me and you can come out there.
how long is this going to be tonight?
Until 9. At least that's what the guy says. They about to show Drew McIntyre some other shit at 9:15. So, yeah, I think it's supposed to be 3 hours tomorrow, too.
Whatever. Let's hope they ain't going.
Now, Kyrie Singh just had her whole interest just tore up this baby. This is her theme WrestleMania.
It really is. Damn. I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
Yep. No power shift for your ass. What the hell is she doing? She crip walking?
Hey, Oscar was DJing last week. She was on the she was at the table with the DJ joint.
This is a shit show.
So wait a minute. Women's tag champions now? I thought Sasha and Bayley's got the regular title.
Yeah, Bayley got the regular title. Then it was Iconics for a long time. And then it was just them. I think they beat the Iconics.
They had these belts for a while.
For the green. What happened to the Iconics?
What did happen to Iconics? I think one of them hurt.
Royce
getting the Triple H for Ty Dillinger jumping ship.
Oh, she might. Damn, I didn't think about that.
This is Kyrie Sane, Pirate Princess.
Hold on, I gotta order me some chicken right quick.
Uh oh.
She just asked me. She said, "You making dinner tonight?" I'm like, "No, it's WrestleMania two nights."
Right, two nights.
Two night mania.
I thought D Nice was starting later. He already started.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
Charlie Chan going to be on later, so I'll check that out.
Oh, yeah, we catch Charlie. I said the other day, I was like, hey, Babyface and Teddy Riley might be the main event of this weekend.
That's the one I'm really waiting on.
I'm like, I don't know. I might have Mania on, but y'all gonna hear I give good love.
I cook your dinner too. Oh man, this is
something.
Turning down the sound has actually made it a little bit more doable for me. I don't know.
Actually, yeah, so I got the sound down pretty low. I didn't mute it, but.
Pro wrestling is really weird when it's just sound, and I'd rather be there live if I'm going to hear it and not actually.
Yeah.
This is like the best seat for Mania ever, though.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Ray, let Tiki in.
That's right. I keep forgetting you actually do have to open the door on niggas on here.
You don't have to. You can disable it.
Oh, okay. That's probably what I need to do.
What up, my niggas?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got TK in the house. What's good, bro?
What's going on?
Man, chilling, bro. About to go get my credit card so I can get this chicken real quick. Hold on.
Hey, look. Hey, I had that meat hungry delivered to the crib, bro.
I had some grill stuff delivered yesterday. I had some catfish and some lemon pepper joints. I was like, man, this is what life used to be like.
Man, I got three whole birds, man, of jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah, you're going hard.
Hey, it's like the chicken holocaust in my house. Man, what y'all been on, man?
Everybody been on the same shit.
Yeah, right. It ain't shit else you can do but be on the same shit.
That's
it. I went outside briefly yesterday.
Man, hey, when they canceled sports, man, I went and bought a PS4 immediately, man. I ain't had a video game in a long. I was like, man, somebody got to compete, goddammit.
Yep.
No, when they canceled sports, I reconfigured my budget for the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I ain't even lie. I've been stacking without sports. No boxing, no nothing, man. No UFC. Like
everybody's really sad about not having sports. I'm really sad about not being right about that shit.
Yeah. Right.
ESPN pretty much reporting anything and anything that happens. If somebody can need to change a tire, they're going to report it. A sports player need to change a tire, they're going to report that.
Taking action. Somebody's changing tires.
Right.
Hey, man, ain't nothing going on, man. Like, man, not being able to watch boxing on a Saturday night is rough, man. That's all I do.
Reruns of everything that's on YouTube. And that's about it, man.
I'm surprisingly not running out of things to watch, but I'm just.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either. I'm really not. Like I'm hearing a lot of people say they run out of stuff to do and watch and stuff. I'm like, man, there's so much stuff I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, there's hella shit I have to watch. Right now, I'm building a clothing rack. I got so much stuff that I wouldn't have made time to do that I'm getting done now.
Yeah. I knocked out like three. I'm three assignments ahead in my classes right now. I finished one of them. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's the way. This is the way.
This nigga getting ready. I'm gonna go get that Jack Daniels out in a second, man.
Gotta do what you gotta do sometime.
I'm telling you, man. Over here hurting, man.
Right.
Yeah, I think I am about to hit that Drizzly up, though.
I'm telling you.
This right here is typical. Hey, Miami Grill open right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Chicken don't stop, man. You can't. And if they stop chicken.
Well, that was the thing, though. Everybody was like, oh, we got to stay in place now. I'm like, man, we've been on this shit for weeks, bro.
Yeah.
I wish there were still people that could fucking wrestle, which would make this be even more entertaining. Like Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect in like an empty gym would be dope.
Yeah, like some legend. Like if it was any time that they need to pull some triggers on some legends, the time was to now. However, those legends are the most high risk motherfuckers to get COVID-19. So I don't know if that was a good idea to begin with.
I could have watched Deshaun Michaels and Bret Hart match in an empty arena. I didn't need a crowd. Like it was just good ass wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm finna turn it on now.
Kyrie Zane could pin me like that. About now, I'd be down for it. I'm open for business.
Shit, damn, I damn want to make a liquor store run real quick.
I'm telling you.
We get a couple N95s over here, but I'm saving them joints for something really happen.
They're going to lose so much money. Off of this event, they got to. Just saying.
Yeah, they're gonna be fucked, bro.
They're gonna be fucked. Because here's the thing with AEW. when is that? Is that in July or in August?
AEW's thing.
Double or nothing.
I think it's August. I thought
they're gonna sell that out if we good to go.
Where is it supposed to be at?
It's in Vegas. Hell, I want to go.
They might do it, man. Based off what that governor in California said today about the idea of the NFL even starting on time, I wonder if they're going to play games, but they even going to let that many people into the joint.
That's true.
This might be a horse fucking for the year.
Again, perfect tag team style. And here comes Oscar and Alexa Bliss, maybe close to being done this matchup. Went for the Bulldog. Alexa Bliss able to send Oscar flying. And now a kick right to the face. But Oscar covered. Good take. Tag team. And Alexa Bliss again gets out. And what about the heart?
Stone Cold come out yet?
No. Asuka just be talking and going crazy, with all this green shit on her face. Now she's funny as hell.
Man, I knew something.
That girl that you couldn't sneak into the dorm because she had ruined it.
I knew something was up when I walked in and I saw everybody's little video and everybody was doing this.
That's WWE for you.
Hey, I bought some chicken, so I feel good.
Yeah.
There we go. We got WrestleMania on that shit now.
I'm making it happen.
You know what? I'm going to have to order me some chicken too, man. Fuck.
What are you waiting on? What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do on the We Coming For You cast. We watch wrestling and order chicken.
Go along with
you. Why do you not have chicken?
I bought
right
a party tray yesterday.
I don't know why I didn't. No.
Like, what is wrong with you?
You right. Heading up to the top row. Nikki Cross. WrestleMania.
Create a moment. Cross body. Lateral press to win the tag. Man, I cannot remember any of my passwords right now because I'm drunk. Let's see.
Oh, man. That's what. Hey, you got to get you this program called LastPass.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you remember one password, and you can store all the rest of your passwords in it. Kyrie
just raked the odds. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Uh-oh. My feed froze. Probably for the best.
Has Kyrie saved, but remember, Oscar is legal. Oscar made the tag. So Oscar's speaking English right now.
So my feed froze, but all I hear in everybody else's sound is just Oscar going, ah!
I told you, that's what she said, man.
I'm about to say, hey, man, she heard you. She started turning that up. She was like, you know what? Rated R.
That's all she's saying. I'm like, what is you saying, man? Like, I can't get with that. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not watching Dragon Ball.
I agree with you.
Shit. So what's the order of them in this? Yeah, I'll take that. I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna go Bliss, Kairi Sane, Asuka, and then Nikki Cross.
Yeah, I will say Nikki Cross is gonna be passed regardless.
Yeah.
She got a pass fail automatically. That's it.
I mean, Kairi Sane's nothing spectacular, but she's not terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Nikki Cross married a real Viking.
If a false positive was a person, it'd be Nikki Cross.
Ooh. Ooh, Kairi Sane about to get heat. She just did a spear.
Oh, yes.
You don't spear somebody with somebody else on the show, brother.
Brother, you don't do that, brother.
Goldberg gonna beat her ass.
Brother, 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 brother.
Hey, brother, you took some heat off my move there, brother, using it mid-round.
Using it in the first match on the first night and almost second night.
Hey, T, is catfish nuggets from Miami Grill good?
That's correct.
I'm just gonna stick to the chicken, man. Can't go wrong with no chicken.
That's straight, dog. That's straight.
You get a 30.
Hey, you will not regret it. I can tell you that now.
So with my WWE Network muted and just listening to one of y'all's feeds, this one actually definitely sound like something else. This don't sound like no rest. I looked up on my phone like, wait, what's happening?
Nothing, mama.
Wait, hold on. But Ma!
There's a reason Kairi Sane is upset. They just can't put Nikki away. Let's take another look. A modified Doomsday device made famous by the legendary tag team Legion of Doom, but somehow Nikki would kick out. What a great performance by Nikki. And again, Bliss blasted off the apron as the Kabuki Warriors continue to dominate, though Kairi almost ran it into Asuka.
Damn, P.I., all I need is that, the Mambo sauce. I ain't got none.
That Mambo sauce goes so hard, bro. Man, I went out to D.C. They changed my life, man. I don't even lie to you.
They ain't got no Mambo sauce.
Man, boy, that's the best short trip ever.
Hey, Matt, man, what the hell are you building over there, man?
Yeah, I didn't notice. Oh, you building a clothing rack. Don't you open up an espresso in your house?
Hey, man, I know it's going to be a 74 coupe division second. Top transmission in the background.
All right, just for you people on the podcast, we got new women's tag team champions, Nikki Cross.
Wow.
They just pulled it off.
I can see how that would have been an exciting moment at the beginning of Mania with 80,000 people there.
Yeah.
Man, this is
going to
suck.
This is going to be terrible.
How did you get our first, man? That's weak.
We just had new tag team champions, and all of us were just like, wait, what?
Hey, those belts go hard, though. They look like the White Power Ranger.
Hey, way more excited about getting my clothing rack done, brother. Way more excited.
So you setting up Harold Pinter in the background.
Oh, shit.
I thought they was going to go hard out the front, like with a championship match, considering. Like, well, I'm sorry, that was sexist. I mean, like a championship match, like a real
like a one for a man. Yeah,
she had it on her leg.
Like wrestling when I was growing up.
Hey, Ray, what's – you got the – you said
– damn it. Yes, I got you. Sorry. I keep forgetting.
Took off Big Joe. Hey Ray, I got one more that's gonna join the stream.
Who's the mulatto chick?
She's a fake JoJo.
Fake JoJo, back up JoJo.
be on one of these Braun Strowman. Everybody thought it was a foregone conclusion that Braun Strowman was going to plow through the Undertaker. But who is standing here right now on WrestleMania?
What up, Joe?
What up, Big Joe? Hey, real quick, what y'all think? The new Intercontinental Championship, is it cool or nah?
I just sent you. You sent it back.
I love the IC belt, dog. I think it's the best belt, man. I don't like it changing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad belt, but it's not the Intercontinental.
It's a good-looking belt if they turn the world, like the Universal Championship, into it or something.
Right. That's fair. I can see that.
But I love the IC belt. Chicken.
Unfortunately, it was just one of the doors.
Oh.
All right, so that's the thing. I got the alarm panel right here. So when the chicken man come up, I'm gonna see him walk up before he ring the bell.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Y'all just gonna hear my headphones go. All right, man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Say, man.
Yeah, that's the bag, man. Gotta get some chicken, get some fries.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, man. It's the first time me using that app. I've been doing stuff on my computer.
Ah, got it. Okay. Yeah, I keep forgetting that I have to actually push the button on it. I'm just learning Zoom. I'm using my wife's company Zoom right now, so that's how much I'm still learning. Uh-oh. Somebody fall down the stairs?
Hello?
Yeah.
No, I was putting beer in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
My daughter was upset talking about, oh, why the women wrestling first?
We literally just said the same thing.
Yeah.
He's the challenger to the Raw Women's Championship. The Cage Fighter. Oh, man. Oh, no, I've seen him on there. Yeah, yeah, he be kicking it. Yeah, I've seen him do that.
They going back-to-back women's night, men's night?
Don't hold him like that.
All right.
Bye. Okay, never mind. No, I guess they are keeping going with the women. Baron Corbin coming out.
Hey, here your boy, Baron Corbin.
Here.
All right. Let's see CGI don't look as bad
you
today.
You want more?
They need all the help they can get right now.
They at least upgraded the PS3 CGI, look like.
Nigga, if you told me to go and wrestle in an empty-ass room for WrestleMania, I would be fucking talking the worst shit. I'd be the angriest nigga on earth.
Hey, you want them residuals, though?
That's the real shit, though. Well, that's if they sell this on DVD.
What are you looking at? Just go to the ring.
Get out of there. No. Watch out. I'm on your chicken. Watch out. Here, it's hot enough.
Oh, hey, my God. ESPN's giving out updates.
I guess I know what could have been worse. They could have did this on the video game and had every match like simulated.
Hey, that would have been lit, actually.
You know that's what they're doing for the NFL draft? They're gonna be showing the Madden 21 graphics for every player that get drafted, and it's gonna be Madden.
I didn't say you could have that.
Damn.
Stop. Y'all can have a little. You didn't rinse your brother's cup out.
Oh, this shit's funny. We threw a, when he threw Elias off of this, it was hilarious.
Did he throw him off
the here, Vaughn.
Hell no.
Yeah. Watch this.
Hell no.
He just fell 12
feet.
Hey. He's laying on the ground all twisted up. I about died.
Would he be ready? Hell no, I ain't ready.
He fell like 3 feet when they shot that second one.
Right.
Hey, man, his opponent should be Big Papa Pump.
Milton, what's good, bro?
What up, Milton?
What's up, Brody?
I still connect an audio.
His name just came out to mute.
I'm like, why is anybody cutting promos, man?
Ooh, damn!
You get your WWE network cut off?
Yeah, my bandwidth tripping.
Ah.
Let me log back in.
You know what? Come on, they cut mine off because I didn't put a real name in there.
Hold on. Wait. What name did you put in there?
I used my middle name. Because it just asked you for your name, but then it said, put your name on your card, and I did. And it
cut mine off. Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say, I put in Big Joe.
Man, it's been canceled on Monday, so it don't matter.
Could have been in Tampa right now, but every world got to get sick.
Man, oh my gosh.
Bro, I was just telling Ray that, dog, we should have been drinking
from your brother.
Chicken down there.
Right.
Honestly, real talk, I probably would be doing the exact same thing there if I am right now. So to be completely honest with you.
I'm waiting on Ray to pull out the flask.
Oh, man, I got the flask here. I'm about to say I'm at the crib, baby. I got bottles.
Right.
I was like, the flask only symbolizes that I'm going outside, and I'm not doing that.
Right. Brothering up, brother.
Yeah, yes. All right, we got to get the crown. Hey, man, we got to go with the things that got us to the dance. Crown Royal got us on WWE Network, so hold on. I'll be right back.
That's it. Hey, look, Crown Royal and chicken.
That's what we do, man.
Crown Royal and chicken.
So you know what? I'll be right back.
I mean, this shit gonna be lit if you're just drunk and you're just watching it. I mean, it's like two dudes fighting at the grill, basically.
I'm on my way. I am on my way to get that way.
Yep. Speaking of which, I got a refill.
At around 8:30, this shit gonna be lit.
What'd you say?
I thought Elias wasn't gonna be there. What the fuck?
He fell off that cliff. Came back to life miraculously.
Oh.
That's enough.
Shout out to the lady referee.
I mean, WWE been using a whole bunch of lady referees stealing that stick from AEW.
Yeah. Joe, did you see on Raw that they let Kevin Owens get the say shit? You hear him do that?
No, I didn't. Was it on his promo?
He was talking about Seth Rollins, and they let him cuss like he could say what he wanted to say.
Oh man, I think I kept fast forwarding, so I must have missed it.
He called Seth Rollins a dipshit.
Huh? Okay, eat all the chicken you want. That's fine.
That's right, chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer, which was a very good album.
Hey, Miami Grill got free delivery over $15 on DoorDash.
Bro. Oh, DoorDash?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, plus, I've been getting emails from Postmates. They're giving free delivery with almost everybody.
Let me see.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, I did Me Hungry this time. I got like a whole three birds, man. Like a jerk chicken. Like, well, not for free. Food went free, but delivery is free.
Yeah, Uber got 30% off if you spend 50. So therefore, earlier today we got $50 worth of chicken and shrimp. So,
oh yeah, you good.
This conspiracy that anybody's had out here next to this 5 is that, man, if you order food, you're gonna get the coronavirus. I'm like, I've read 12 different articles saying you are not catching coronavirus off getting delivery to the crib.
Man, if I do, man, that's just it, man. I mean, it's only so much I can protect, man.
Right.
If I get out of the chicken, just kill me, man.
The bag of Lysol and chop it up.
Yeah, ain't nothing else to live for then, man.
Can't get no chicken, damn. You know what? Just go ahead.
I can't get no chicken. I can go outside. I can't do nothing.
I don't want to live.
Right.
Take me back.
I mean, all we got delivery.
We got delivery every other day over here,
and you only get so much beer or whatever.
Yeah,
because you can't just be like, "I'm gonna give me a beer, a whiskey, a vodka."
Vi, what are you doing?
I was a bar no more, man. It changed my whole lifestyle.
Right?
Why you turn the lights on?
Luckily, we had that Black History Month party right before. On. That got us all the alcohol we needed.
Right.
I didn't anticipate that. I was just like, oh, wow. This is
Hey, man, fun. Me and Rock kicked so hard before your 40th at Battle Hawks, man.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to turn the lights on. Everybody's scared. You in the house with
Hey, man, we kicked
you. You don't have to be scared, okay?
Man. We had the blue froze.
What you crying for? Why are you crying?
Yo.
Huh? Sleepy. Well, go lay on the couch. Go lay on the couch and watch wrestling.
That's what helps me.
Yeah.
That's what I did earlier today. I was like, man, I don't know what's wrong. Lay on the couch, watch wrestling.
He turned on all the lights talking about he's sleeping.
Why does Elias look like a mix between Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan?
Right.
Right.
And X-Pac.
Hulk Savage.
Yeah, X-Pac, yeah.
X-Pac.
Got Hulk Savage Pac.
It's just so he's probably
Hey, man, X-Pac needed a permanent pause, man. Rock a buster, dog. Lifelong pause, man.
There we go. You know what? I think Baron Corbin might be the most successful person with a losing streak.
That's real, yeah.
Because it's like just kind of, you know, he just lost. But Baron Corbin been giving title shots. He been giving, you know, trophies and crowns. And he didn't been a mainstay on pay-per-view.
I'm trying to think he reminds me of a bootleg Sid Vicious.
little Sid Vicious.
instead of him being Sid Vicious, he's Sid Suspect.
Wow. Sid Sus.
Sid Sus.
I don't want to see him act out what he's supposed to be doing to Sid Sus. You remember when Sid Vicious hopped through them fireworks and he was crazy? I don't know. I don't want to see what Sid Sus going to do.
Sid Sus. I am the master of the universe.
He has sauce in his thing. He don't need
no
sauce.
I'm about to say, don't take your shirt off.
I used it because
Why'd you use your sauce? Steals Cesaro's
pink.
I was to say, so Rob, by the end of this quarantine, man, you're going to be in shape being able to run marathons. And...
Man, I'm just trying to get like TK over there, man. I'm just, you know, I'm trying, bro. I lost a little bit of weight so far.
That's dope.
For what? What do you want?
Oh, man. Hey, Ryan, what you want, bro?
What's up?
I'm gonna smash this Corona real quick.
Like, why are you messing with his sauce? You have sauce in your container. It doesn't matter. You had sauce.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude. You won't get coronavirus. You're drinking that Corona. You about to get that bad.
You gotta love DoorDash. You gotta love these food. That one. Lies wins.
My damn signal keep going in and out.
Oh yeah.
They let a Lies win with no crowd.
Right.
Right. Like,
yeah, Macho Hogan got him a little win.
Macho Hogan. I'm gonna write that down. Elias equals Machogan.
Yeah, Machogan and Sid Suss. Sid Suss equal Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah, I know it's late, but I finally broke down to my wife how y'all came up with the We Coming For You podcast.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah.
First, I showed her the video. Then I played the song Ray May.
It was only natural, man. It was only
it's organic. Like,
if we had these, right? If we had these services like social media and shit when we was in high school, and had the ability to make a podcast.
I'd be a billionaire by now.
I'll be canceled.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. If you had the technology, you would also have like Twitter and stuff. So we would. I would have got canceled. I would have been like 12 or 13. It would have been a wrap for my life forever. Like, you got canceled.
Forever, man. I would have been.
They'd have tried me as an adult. They'd have tried me as an adult in cancellation.
Right.
Hey, Stone Cold. Stone Cold is wearing them used car salesman ties.
So I guess we're not doing this right. I know we probably just had listeners that just went away because I know we're supposed to be talking about shit. So what should we talk about?
Oh, we can talk. I'm gonna cut this all up. Right? This is gonna be like 3-4 episodes.
I think Stone Cold had that Phillip Rivers fit on.
Don't put it right there.
He said that Texas tea.
What are you? Oh my god.
Man, I don't know the rest of y'all heard about this, though. So, in anticipation for the Goldberg versus ? Match, Roman Reigns pulled out. Triple H was doing this interview, and they asked him, they was like, yo, why haven't you said who's replacing Roman Reigns? He was like, yo, y'all got to wait for the storyline to play out, man. Y'all trying to see the end of the movie before it's time, baby. So, he was just like, all right, it's going to get unveiled in a unique way. On SmackDown, they showed a package for Elias versus Baron Corbin. And it was like, oh, by the way, Goldberg fighting Baron Corbin. So next shit.
I hurt my grandma's dad. I want to suffer, but she's coming.
What? No, grandma's not coming anymore because of the coronavirus.
Oh, man. It might be all woman night. Because of Macho, Macho getting to see it to us.
I'm gonna have to go to my TV. I can't even get this damn thing to stay on the TV for 2 seconds.
Oh shit! Yeah, the stream is not very good.
Mine is. I don't even like to because I'm watching it on Linux for free.
Oh.
Hey, my stream's off the chain, 4K baby.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. The network's not bad for me.
Yeah. So, like my video is cool, but it's just like it's lagging behind.
Yeah, mine keep pausing.
Man, mine is good. I can't complain. Oh,
man, Shayna Baszler bit the back of Becky Lynch's neck.
Get the shit out of
her. Right. It ain't do shit else with it. They didn't do shit else with that.
I felt like that was a storyline that got dropped. Like, I felt
it
like
had it to
was,
be.
They was going somewhere with it. They had to.
Nah, they said Vince didn't like it.
That's what I was saying, yeah. I was going to say. That's wild.
Vince don't like life.
Vince don't like anything after 1988.
So, black people?
No, not black people. Not all of us. Only if you cooning. Like, yeah, only if you cooning. Like,
R-Truth. And Joe, that nigga that was showing that damn Hulk, selling that whole Coca jacket.
Oh, damn. Boulay Pastor Troy.
Right. He responded to my Instagram post.
Oh, he did?
No what way. Wait, hold on. The dude or WWE Ooh. Shop?
No, the dude did.
What did he say?
Let me go back to it.
Oh, shit. Because for the folks out there listening, Big Joe actually reported that WWE shop post.
he just put up like three laughing emojis.
Nigga,
what? The dude, Nate, if you go to his Instagram profile, it's all wrestling stuff.
Oh, so he just a mark.
A mark ass, yeah.
Y'all probably seen that, like, yeah, he's a mark.
Like, you probably know that
out.
Dude
who
be asking about Kevin
Nash
shoe size or something.
Yo, that would be hilarious if it was that dude.
Hey, yo, Kev.
I got a question for you.
Hey, Ray. Hey, for shits and giggles, send him the link.
Hey, you know what? I am. For shits and giggles, I will send him that link. It's like, he ain't going to hop on with it. That would be funny if he do.
If he do.
Oh, speaking of Diesel.
Right.
Becky Lynch is coming in a semi for some reason.
With her face on.
Did she do that on She got that custom truck.
Come on,
she ain't going to get no reaction.
Yeah, she's moving.
Somebody in a random ass semi just pulled up in Orlando with a damn semi.
It's dark as hold up. Here's man, it's 7:55. It's not that dark in right now. I mean, I know what they're trying to do, but shit.
You're not thinking. Oh, what's this?
Oh yeah, they drove. It's a different day. It can't be that dark.
Yeah. It's not. I'm in I'm on Eastern time. The sun's still up.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, no. Right.
Yeah. I can go hoop outside right now.
That's gonna be on Botch,
baby. I see both of y'all windows, Joe and Bill.
There's some fries in the other container.
Yeah, like you can literally see the sun is still out.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Big Joe, this dude in that post actually do look like the Kevin Nash with your shoe size, dude. Hey, Milton, hold on, Milton. I'm gonna text it to you. Hey, Rodney, look, this ain't group me. Hold on. I'm gonna text it to you, Milton. That might be the shoe size, dude.
Hey, what's your shoe size? And your pen.
Like, as long as I've been an adult man, I've never asked another man his shoe size.
I don't think I've ever asked a man his shoe size. Not even my daddy.
Right. I think I asked once because I wanted to borrow some leather shoes of his.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We was like a teenager or something. We were like, hey, let me borrow these shoes.
Right, let me get these Stacey Adams because I can't afford them.
Would you just tell him?
So let's see, she didn't have that belt for a year, right?
Yeah, I think it's been right at a year.
Oh no, she's losing.
Man, I mean, Becky Lynch is fine, but I'm like, yo, like, bring Shayna in and make her have the reign of terror she had the NXT, man.
Hopefully she gets treated like Brock did treated Cena that time.
Right. Oh, well, shit. But Cena, he ended up losing that one.
Yeah.
Well, my ass has been looking at potential spoilers, and I kind of got a feeling what's going to happen here. I'm going to be quiet.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I ain't looking at a damn spoiler, man. I'm doing all right.
It's a thing that protects your teeth, so the other girl can't mess her teeth up.
I think what's messing a lot of them up is they don't get that immediate crowd reaction.
What if she bites? I don't know what happened. She might bite her. She don't like it, so she might bite her. Nothing. Just wrestling. So you get,
then have Mike Tyson do a run in and do a bite.
No, she's not going to die.
Boy, I bet if you would have asked Vince 10 years ago, if you would have told him that WrestleMania would one day be a house show, he'd probably smack you in your face.
Right.
It's like, we don't do that.
You're a goddamn lie.
Give them what they want.
Hey, did we lose Matt?
Yeah, I think we did lose Matt.
Oh, snap.
He said he's going to switch TVs or something.
Yeah.
Look on that Floyd Mayweather jacket.
Damn. They're smacking the shit out of each other.
Dang, they fighting. Right. Let's do it.
This is dope. This is... look at this botch.
Okay. They said, we're going to make noise.
Right.
Ouch.
Literally got kicked in the ass.
Hey, this looks like that Kardashian fight.
What the hell is Baron Corbin wearing? Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Not Baron Corbin, Byron Saxon.
Oh, Byron Saxon, yeah.
He's wearing that token black guy suit.
Look like a damn disco ball.
Oh, yeah, here my chicken.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know, because ain't nothing else on television. They still gonna get their ratings this year.
Yeah, they gonna draw some numbers. They gonna draw.
Because we ain't got no baseball, ain't got no NBA.
Nothing. No XFL.
No XFL. No boxing. No UFC.
They should have put this on free TV.
Yeah, this would have been the time to do it.
It's like free TV.
I was telling them, man, I ended up buying a PS4, man. They got rid of all the sports, man. I had to play sports somewhere.
Right. I've been playing the hell out of NBA 2K19.
Yeah, I got the 20 for the same price as 19.
The MLB The Show is dope.
I went in and bought all the sports. I was like, give me all your sports right now, man. Madden, everything, man.
I got everything, man. Yeah, I even bought the NBA Playground, too. They had it on sale for like $7.99 on my phone.
Yep.
Yo, man, you always find them deals, man. I remember that.
You can get an animal cracker. There's no more other cookies, so you get animal crackers. Yep, WWE cut my stuff off again.
How many people in your account right now?
They keep saying something wrong with my payment.
There's cookies on top of the chocolate chip.
Nope, we're not opening those yet. I'm pretty sure this card has a limit that is way over $9.99.
Is that it? I got Shayna Baszler winning this.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it to her because Becky didn't have the belt for a year. Yeah. Had to build up somebody new.
I just want to take some time off.
Let me just do with PayPal to see if that works. Sloan, give your brother animal crackers.
Ah. The cool thing is you can hear all the words.
Yeah.
Oh man, are you over with?
So, put the animal crackers on the table. How many did you get?
Shayna Baszler got her own finish on Becky's finish on her.
Yep. Take that shoe from your brother.
And why she look like the Undertaker? She hella ugly.
Well, usually the ugly chicks be the one know how to fight.
Fine. No, you already had yogurt today.
Oh, all right, what up, Matt? You back?
I had to leave that fiend in there.
Is that a true religion?
Not talking to you.
Hey, Ray tearing that chicken up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ray had to take his shirt off to eat that chicken.
Probably got one of them little plastic bib that says, here comes the pain.
Like when they get the ones that get you at Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah. Let's get cracking.
Crab Kings too. Hey, you know Crab Kings deliver too.
Oh, they do?
Hell yeah. Well, you crazy.
Uh-oh. Oh, Becky Lynch
this is trash. This oh. is I'm so mad. This is so terrible. This is so terrible.
Damn.
That's how she loses.
Oh, that's it?
Well, go on back to NXT.
she'll be in AEW soon.
This is like all of 2019 and up. Anybody from NXT just kind of. Is it?
I mean, Roman Reigns is from NXT.
Yeah, but came in like 2013.
Charter was up.
When was Becky down there? Like the same that. Time?
Yeah, she was down.
No, Becky had to be there like 16, wasn't she?
She was there with Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know how long ago like February was now. So like 2016 feels like it could have been whenever ago.
Right. Why are you? Who are you posing for? Stop.
Should she be getting like powerbomb right now? I don't understand.
Adam Carr's on the calorie.
Shayna Baszler should have wrecked her after that. It would have helped keep her image together.
Yeah.
Went up there and just wrecked her.
Her image is done.
And if that commercial wasn't just real.
No, so what are you using that for?
We are mutually driven.
Hand me them wipes.
Put smiles on faces.
Yeah, I just... Nope. Sivan, that's why you don't. What are we using the whites for?
What motivates people to see better, smile, want better faces.
Flip your face and throw them away. Throw it away. And Matt.
Yo.
Did y'all reschedule yet? You gonna wait?
They rescheduled us. So I need to send a message out about it. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. They rescheduled us like 3 weeks ago.
Tiki, I need my chicken, man.
Man, I'm finna heat that jerk chicken.
As soon as they put the city limit at 50, they called us like, hey, we can't eat. Unless you wanna have 50 people at this thing, we gotta push it.
Did y'all see that Big Show preview for his TV show?
What?
Nah, but I heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it. I ain't see it yet.
It's on Netflix, so people gonna watch it. What'd you say?
I got it.
Yes, we watch Netflix every day.
Oh,
man, that's like 157 years old. Still
hey, the Undertaker might really be the dead man, though. That might be the new gimmick. He wrestling so old.
Yeah, he might be that.
He might be. He got buried quite a few times.
Why is Drew Gulak with Daniel Bryan? I'm confused.
I don't. It's like one of the makeshift tag teams. I don't understand.
Daniel asked. They wrestled, and Daniel said he liked how he wrestled, so therefore he wanted to learn from him.
Oh shit! He got the Raw is War logo shit.
Wait, Sami Zayn still wrestles?
Man, he's
a whole Intercontinental Champion.
A whole Intercontinental Champion.
He was only injured for like 2 years.
I thought that they all won it like as a team.
Nope.
No, it was just Sami.
Yeah, just Sammy.
Oh, okay. I thought something had happened to him, like where he couldn't wrestle because he was managing people.
Nah, Vince just don't like him.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. Remember, he couldn't go to Saudi Arabia the first time.
That's right.
That nigga looks like Castro though now.
Well, he can't. He can't ever go to Saudi Arabia because I think he's Syrian.
Yeah, because they'll kill him.
They'll murk his ass if you go over there.
Yeah, ISIS.
Even reason number 500 why you shouldn't be in Saudi Arabia because your employees can't go there for legal reasons.
Yeah.
That would be like if my company opened up an office in South County. Like, no, bro, I can't go down there.
You can go. You just can't stay.
Right.
That's the tricky part.
Right. It's got to be while the sun's up.
Right.
That's real.
No, I don't like that belt anywhere close to the old one. It looked like a rim.
Hey, Shinsuke's outfit is trash.
It looked like they kind of redesigned Kane's old outfit.
He got on a leather, bell bottom Spider-Man outfit.
Why don't they do the little this following matches for one fall for the IC title?
Right.
Do it not count?
Nope.
So, I mean, the thing is, this actually has the makings of a good match. It just don't feel right.
We just know it's not going to be. They still going to give it. They still going to give it 8 minutes. Hey, Sami Zayn was a motherfucker on WWE 2K18.
Oh, he was.
He was still in NXT. He was something else. 17 or 18. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, Vaughn, what are you doing?
Shinsuke look like
Sammy
went in
look like Jesus now.
Shinsuke look like he asked for Eddie Murphy's suit from Raw and Delirious, but then they put the two together.
And where's your brother at?
Yeah, dude, on it.
Give me just a little bit of Morbius in it too, baby. Just enough.
Just enough. Just a sprinkle.
Go sit down.
They hear the echo and everything, but this is true.
Let's say you can hear when the air conditioner cut on.
Damn.
Well, they say we're getting ready to hit the peak of this joint, which is
in July.
Good in comparison.
We're hit the peak in July.
No, we need to hit it now. I need my big.
No. In Missouri, we'll be done with the peak way before then. It would take something incredible happening, like the Cardinals having a game, to restart it to that level.
Oh no!
Yeah, we know we can get out the house when the Cardinals start playing again.
And at some point,
opening day got canceled.
It's opening day on the show at my house tomorrow.
Yeah. Von, where are you going?
Expect that this was going to happen.
Upstairs. Why?
Darwin Nakamura.
You don't want to watch wrestling no more? Go.
Yo, you just sound like the most disappointed father of all time.
Get out of here, man.
Play sports, boy. You want to dance? What?
What are you doing? I think you need to go clean the
Matt,
walls or something.
If you look at Cesaro's sleeve on his shirt when he come back, he got a Street Fighter move to do the Ayuki.
He got a Hadouken on his arm.
Yeah, let's go.
Is it like the moves you do on the controller?
Really, yeah, the controller moves. The whole moveset.
It's got like hot punch on there.
It's like forward, down, diagonal, right punch.
Hadouken.
Let me point something out real quick. That 3 years ago, Shinsuke Nakamura was in the WWF Championship match, and now he just got clotheslined into some seats with nobody in them by Drew Gulak.
He hurt. He hurt by all the no people that was there.
Yeah, somewhere. He in a gray train
down now.
Well, at least somebody will be chanting Shinsuke sleeping.
that Daniel Bryan, at least for this moment, has outsmarted.
Now, let's not talk about how far Daniel Bryan has fell down either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like Daniel Bryan is like now they can't, they can go to at any point to make champion if they want to or need to, but he's fell into like that bridge champion zone now where it's like, put the belt on Bryan, he'll take care of it until we know.
He's like that Will Ferrell right now.
He just kind of like Will Ferrell. Sami Zayn story starring Will Ferrell.
Also was the one that knocked out the coaches of Sami Zayn, who's out here to do nothing but help poke Sami.
That'd be nice if they could bring back UFC or something, man. Just test them and like just put some kind of fighting on TV. Give us something.
How many people they got out there right now? They're breaking the social distancing now.
I think they are. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameramen.
5 cats in the match, 2 people seven. Announcing it, and what, 3 cameramen and a ref? That's 11.
Yeah, that's 11. Yeah,
Mojo and Brock. Mojo and Brock out there, too. Hey, this is a federal offense, brother. Cut it off.
Shut it down. That's why this was like.
People, there's got to be some people behind the curtain, too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's more than 10 people in that building. For sure.
Never seen.
That's why Vince was like, hey, spoilers are a fireable offense, because if you hear any spoiler, you know it's going to be more than 11 people in that ring.
It was right. Triple H, brother.
Brian is exactly where he wants to be right now. Complete control of the Intercontinental Champion. You know what Daniel Bryan has done from world champion, WWE champion, 4 times Intercontinental champion, tag team champion, that this might be one of his most satisfying victories if he finds a way to beat the wily Sami Zayn. He lacks help. And
damn, bro.
Over the past 2 weeks, Daniel Bryan has found this new aggressive side.
Nobody, huh?
Wow. Wow. You're the nobody. Oh,
ooh. All right, so JBL's back tonight. How many people over or under did he bully on his way in? He's like some fucked up shit, too. I'm gonna set the bar at 5.
Let my wrong man slap you like this, man.
Hey, no, give him an 8.2.
8.2?
8.2, yeah.
Could be coming to a close.
JBL said some greasy shit, too. No more, no less than 8.2 people.
Hey, man, that's so crazy. Everybody's talking about, man, canceling Easter, posting long posts. I'm thinking, man, they canceled opening day. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, damn, that's messed up, dog. I think I'll take opening day away from it.
They canceled First St. Louis, too.
Yep.
Damn.
Ain't no 4th of July, Biff.
No 4th of July?
No, it's canceled.
I'm breaking code to go get some fireworks, damn it. I don't care. If somebody going to light some fireworks.
Bro, we'll be good by then.
I hope so, yeah.
It'd be nice if my birthday was the party. I'm not gonna say no coming out party, but the come outside party.
The come outside day. If your birthday
is
the day where they
lift
it up, yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, come outside day, my birthday, man. We getting so lit.
Yeah, never call your birthday a coming out party.
Never. I'm like, we don't use that.
Maybe you will. No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm on a podcast, year,
so you're right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But that, ain't my birthday going to be nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, Ray, we ain't getting no sponsors.
Oh, we got it.
All right, look, you got the album.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
We're going to get Manscaped. We're going to get Blue Chew. That would be real nigga shit.
Hey, we'll get y'all sponsors, because if people sponsor us, they'll definitely sponsor y'all.
Oh, shit.
For sure.
We got a segment called This Week in Racism and the What the Fuck of the Week. Well, don't worry about it.
We'll make it work.
Running his mouth for weeks, calling himself the
greatest. Has Roger Goodell ever been in This Week in Racism? I'm sure he has.
No, nah, because it's never directly Roger.
Okay.
Roger and his minions.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, my God, dang.
I'm sure Jerry Jones made it.
Yeah, he's made it before.
I'm going to ride that mule all the way to the Super Bowl.
We usually just look to the state of Florida for this week of races.
Ain't got to look no further than that.
Jussie Smollett was a good one until we just gave him his own section.
Juicy Smollett. Juicy Smollett.
Right. This week in Jussie is one of my favorite segments.
Let's go.
Who out here lying for the greater good?
Okay, so we've only had one title match that has changed hands. One title so far that's changed hands.
The women's tag.
That's it. As Daniel Bryan came off the top rope, but the bottom rope. Hey, Ray, Daniel Bryan came off the top rope. He didn't hit the drywall.
He almost hit that drywall.
Hey, who is this Asian gold dust out here, man?
Hey, that's Shinsuke Nakamura, man. We got to see you some of his New Japan joints. He be kicking people in the
face. Asian gold dust. Yes.
Asian gold dust.
Does that mean he's like that chili powder from the Chinaman?
I had to unmute so I could hear it.
The chili powder from the Chinaman. Somebody throw that in.
Yeah, tap it like a vein.
Right.
Oh, that's the worst shit you could ever get in your eyes, dog.
Yeah, it should never happen.
And wait a minute. How did we get here?
you might get checked.
You over with. You over with. You get the fucking tournament in your eyes. You over with. Oh, you dead. And hey, that might be worse than the corona.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the We Coming For You Cast WrestleMania Watch Along Night 1 Part 1. So we'll be coming right back at you in a little while with Night 1 Part 2. And then also stay tuned for Night 2 Parts 1 and 2. Now, like I said earlier, my name is RVS. You can find me online, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat at FRANCHICE06. That's French Ice 06. And you can find the homie Rated R at R8TED_R, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. To get locked in with all the updates for the We Coming For You cast, make sure that you go to Twitter and follow us at WCFYcast. If you want to drop us a line, hit us up at WeComingForYouCast@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to listen to the archives and all the shows that we got, hit us up at ProWrestlingBlack.org. Yeah, that's right. There's an episode about why it's that too. ProWrestlingBlack.org. Thank y'all for listening. Catch you later.
You want it? You got it. You want me to get crazy? I'll get crazy. Sitting here apologizing. For what? You gonna have to fight three guys? Three guys trying to kill me? I'm a gang member, baby. Remember that?